Exclusive: Peter Schweitzer, Joe Biden dropping out largely in effort to extract best deal possible for his family. By Hannah Knudsen on July 22, 2024. Peter Schweitzer, author of New York Times bestseller Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, believes the tango over President Joe Biden dropping out of the presidential race was largely an effort to extract the best deal possible for the Biden family. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily, Schweitzer reminded listeners that Biden is the central point in the family and its corruption. So the 81-year-old was most assuredly trying to make the best deal possible for his and his family members' benefit before formally exiting the presidential race. Thus, the long, drawn-out decision to finally step out of the race, nearly 1 month after his poor debate performance against former President Donald Trump. I think that if you know one thing about Joe Biden, over his political career, this is a guy that has always cut deals and made deals on behalf of his family, Schweitzer explained. So, I think that what we've seen over the last several weeks was not, among the Biden family, a question of, does he stay in, does he not stay in? I think that it was largely an effort to extract the best deal possible for himself and the family. I think there was a lot of discussion and negotiation with big Democratic Party donors. And I anticipate that, you know, as time goes on, after he has left office, we're going to see the family being connected to a variety of deals and opportunities with big Democratic donors, Schweitzer predicted. So, I think that Joe Biden was and the family were taking care of themselves, he said, concluding that they realized the money was drying up. So they likely dragged their feet, staying in the race in appearance only while waiting for the best deal possible. I think they've probably secured that, he said, giving examples of what that could look like. Hunter gets a job wherever. James gets a deal wherever. You know, Joe Biden and his family get some, you know. I don't know that this is the case, but some production deal at Netflix. He said, using that as an example to show that there are all kinds of things that can be done. You know, let's remember that a lot of the people that ran his finance committee, Jeffrey Katzenberg and others, you know, have a history of giving deals to political candidates, Democrats, and they certainly have the resources to do so. So, I think that's what was going on, he said, emphasizing that this fits the history of Joe Biden. Host Mike Slater went off the hypothetical Netflix scenario, framing this deal: hey, Joe, we'll give your family, whatever, a $50 million production deal. You have to make one documentary over the next 10 years, or whatever the contract says, if you resign right now. That's really how things work in this world? He asked. Yes, absolutely. And I think also, you know, consulting deals. I mean, remember, Joe Biden already has a brother who is at a law firm, he said, noting that he does not have a law degree. But the firm is headed by a large major Democratic donor who's a longtime friend of Joe Biden's. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Peter Schweitzer, July 22, 2024. So, yeah, there are all kinds of things that can be done. Not just in Hollywood but with law firms, with businesses. Hunter becomes a, you know, a consultant in international business to some entity. I think that's absolutely what's going on, Schweitzer said. Noting again that Joe Biden is the planet around which all of these other planets revolve in the family. And there are, essentially, five people, five mouths to feed that are part of the larger family. And that's always been the case. And I think that remains the case. And, you know, maybe you add Jill Biden to that list as well, he said, adding that the Government Accountability Institute will be following these developments as time goes on. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.